Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Actually, here in New York, man, you guys listen to this. Someone broke into a church in a church building in Long Island. And they did this all the while the pastor Jankowski of Lamb Chapel was walking into his office. And when he walked in, the burglar was inside of his office. Office was trashed. I mean, all over the place, according to the Blaze. Mm-hmm. The guy was wearing a ski mask, rummaging through stuff. Now, this pastor was just in the middle, the 6'1", 250-pound pastor.
Oh, my goodness.
Was just in the middle of a fast, I believe a week-long fast when this happened.
Oh, my goodness.
Two things you don't want to do. You don't want to mess with a pastor who's hungry and a pastor who's been fasting, okay? That's just two things you don't want to do, okay? You don't want to do. That's not a good recipe for you, okay? Mm-mm. So they were both obviously startled, and the pastor reaches for the burglar and just kind of holds him down, calls 911, and the guy's trying to get loose.
Wow.
And, allegedly that the burglar was high on some sort of drugs or something. And mm-hmm. So he's holding him down, and he says, I don't know if the police are going to come or not. So he says, I just started holding him and started telling him, God loves you, man. God loves you. God loves you. And he's, you know, you don't have to do this type of stuff. And you know, God has a plan for your life, basically. And he's mm-hmm. just, this whole tussle, they broke through the glass and ended up on the sidewalk. Sidewalk on the street. I mean, this was like,
this was a real deal, huh?
This was a real deal, man. Wow. And they were tussling and going back and forth. And how amazing, you know, he didn't lose it. The fast was working, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And just the love of God just started just coming out of this pastor, and he's wrestling with the guy going to end his life. He's like, I just want to die. I just want to die.
Wow.
And he wanted to get free, and the pastor's like, we don't want to let you go, but we're going to pray for you. And
yeah.
He laid hands on him. Hopefully we could talk about laying on of hands of impartation today, but he laid different hands on him.
Hands, not fists.
Yeah. he held different hands on him. He was holding him down, and he was able to pray for them. I mean, how cool is that? Too many burglars don't happen to have that type of encounter, but
no.
Man, you really got to be in dire straits to be trying to knock off a church building there, and
right.
It's like, what's up with that?
Wasn't real bright, was he?
Well, I mean, it's, man, drugs and all kinds of stuff just puts you out of your right place and out of your right mind,
mm-hmm.
But it's so cool, man. It's so cool that of all things, he's holding on to him, holding on for dear life, holding him down. He's 6'1", and fasted. You know, he's got power, all kinds of power now. He's like,
oh, yeah.
and he's loving on this guy, saying, "You can make it. You can make it." And I just thought that was just too cool.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.